Why hello and welcome to episode 211 of Extreme Gaming Podcast. I'm your host Nick, also known as Extreme all over the world. Not Extreme PC UK anymore, just Extreme. Today is November the 9th, 2023, and today on the show we have...
Grey Gamer 25, don't forget Grey's Green Room, and don't forget this podcast every week. Thank you, Grey Games. Oh, that. See, now you got me doing it now. Grey's Green Room on about like once a month. Here's the cup, see? Bye. Okay, bye.
Hello, you beautiful people. My name's Ross Light. You can find me on all good social media platforms, YouTube, Twitch, you name it. You can find me there, Ross Light.
And back from
And
the
I'm
dead.
Just Aaron.
I'm just Aaron.
I'm just Aaron. No, you're not. Cameraless Aaron.
You're Aaron Bo-Baron. And she is back.
Yes, yes.
She hasn't been around for how long?
Like 5 years.
Because it's not like she never really left. I mean, her name was always...
Like, it's been probably about 4 or 5 years since I've been on a podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's crazy times.
On the actual podcast, but her voice has popped up here and there. The last DM I got from you was a year and a half ago, see?
Was it telling you never to contact her again?
No, we're talking about guitars.
Oh, okay.
Right. Let's get into this. The first thing I want to say is, if anybody has a question, put it in the chat now, and we'll get it on the show for today, because we need some questions. Anyone that sends me a Discord sub, I really do appreciate it, or a Twitch sub, thank you to everybody that subbed on the intro. I just want to say, last week went amazing. We literally, the normal downloads we get in the first 24 hours, we went over it sixfold just by changing the title, which is amazing. But I will say, all of my stats manager since after the podcast went out has been down, so I can't tell if we've got any reviews or anything like that. So if I've missed one this week, then I'll get it up to you next week. And apart from that, if anyone wants to join our gaming session and stuff, just join a Discord, Extreme Gaming Podcast. Just search it with Discord on a Google. Right, let's get into the show. It's been a bit of a crazy week, really, because it started off... I haven't really seen any of you three over the last week, but... We had a couple of gaming sessions at the beginning of the week.
You talked to me a couple of times. What are you talking about?
No, but I mean in games. So,
oh yeah.
Since you've got your little new puppy,
yes, we have Puppy Patrol.
Puppy Patrol. What is the dog?
Coco, the flying dog. Remember the video I put in the Discord?
That doesn't sound very
like
good,
what breed?
The flying dog. What, you throwing it out of a window?
No, no. Coco, no. But if you go back and look at the video, I was playing with her and she wouldn't let go of the rope I was playing with. So I just picked it up and she flew with it.
All right.
She held on, so that was it. Flying dog.
But yeah, so Gray's been on Puppy Patrol, so he hasn't been playing a lot of games.
At night I do.
But yeah, so we're going to be talking today a lot about Ark Survival Evolved, which is the older version of the game. There's a couple of new ones out. And we're going to be talking about Forza, because over the last week, we were sitting around, and you know we've all been playing Sea of Thieves a lot. So we were sitting around, and I was like, do you know what? Should we play a multiplayer game? Me and Comic was chatting. And it turned out, we was like, what game can we play? I said, let's just try the new Forza. So we put that on. And what happened was, all of a sudden, people just started piling into the room. I think there was about 20 of us. Or no, I think there was about 17 of us. And we was literally doing races on the new Forza. And we really, really liked it. I'm going to say, though, I've changed now back to Forza Horizon. Have any of you played Forza Horizon or normal Forza?
I play Forza 5.
Forza 5, is that Horizon or that's the new one?
Is that the newest one?
The one that just came out on Xbox.
Well, no. The one that just came out was Forza Motorsport? Yeah. Forza 5 and then Forza Motorsport. Man, 5. I played 5 and 5 was kind of. I got some opinions on that one.
Go on, give.
I enjoyed it.
Tell us your opinion.
I think the biggest thing, because I played Forza 4 with you and I think Trev a long time ago, and. The progression system I found in that game was superb. In Forza 5, it seems like you can unlock things just way too easily. So, like, right out of the gate, I had, like, a super fast car, and I lost, like, all sense of, like, I guess, motivation to progress.
Horizon.
Yeah, Forza Horizon 5, the one where it's in Mexico City, I believe.
Yeah, so Horizon 5, that's the one that I think I've gone back to, because we all started playing Forza Motorsport, which is the latest one, and obviously Motorsport is track-based, so it's all about going around a track in circuits, and we got a whole group of us in there, and once we'd all got in, it was racing, and we was playing where we was racing against other real players. And it was really, really cool. Lord's just put in, don't race with Extreme Gaming podcast. He smashes into you. Actually, you lot kept smashing into me. I was trying to do it really good, because in the new version of it, you get segments of the track. And as you're racing around segments of the track, you get these skill points. And then the skill points level you up so you can add bits to your car. So you, it's not like the one where you're in Horizon. You can literally win a car, say a Porsche, and then you can just literally upgrade it to the max if you've got the money. In this, you can't do that. So what it does is, when you've got a group of you in a room and you've all got the same car. So I think we had a Honda Civic and we was all leveling up the Honda Civic, but we was all doing different levels. So say like we all raced one lap and we got 50 points, say for instance. I might put on my car wider tires. Erin, you might put on yours a better exhaust and intake. Someone else might play around with their settings or fuel and tires. And what it does is it makes it so that you can't just buy the best car and tune it up to the max and then just race freely with it and like everyone's just racing the best. And what it does is it makes you sort of think about what you're doing. Like, we started getting deeper and deeper and deeper to the point where I'm making sure I've only got enough fuel just to get around the laps that I need. And a couple of us kept running out of fuel where we was trying too hard to lighten the car. So it
has those sort of aspects where it, like, it will lighten the weight of your vehicle and make it quicker.
So down to every little nook and cranny, like whatever you do, it's going to make a difference to that car. And like I said, they've made it so that you can't upgrade a car unless you're right. So say I bought, I went back to Forza Horizon and I bought a Mini because I've got a classic Mini in real life. So I bought that classic Mini and I made it orange like my one and I wanted to do it up like my one. And I just went in there and I had 300 grand and I made it four-wheel drive. I put a turbo on it. I put a 2-litre engine in it. And basically I made it so it was spec. It was race spec 999 in this little Mini. And then I take it out and I can just drive it around the world. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In this game, the new one, the Forza Motorsport, what you'd have to do is you'd have to, because when you do the races as well, you've got practice and the races on multiplayer are half an hour. So you've got half an hour to do the practice, to do your free qualifying laps, and then to get into the race. So you don't have to do the qualifying if you don't want to, but obviously if you qualify, you'll get further up the grid. And what people were doing is, so the game would start, and it would be like 30 minutes. There'd be 17 of us in the game. Some of us, I would just qualify straight away and see what my fastest lap was. The other guys were holding it about until 10 minutes before, and then they were qualifying, and they was getting the best laps on practice, and they were tuning their car. And what it does, it gives you time to tune your car. It's more realistic. Tune your car. And then once you tune your car, you do your qualifier. And then you, with the qualifying lap. But they're much more stricter now. So say you cut a corner on a chicane. It will give you a time penalty of, say, a minute or 30 seconds or 10 seconds or 5 seconds or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so if you're the kind of person that goes around a track smashing into everybody, you're going to get time.
What I do.
Yeah, and at the end of the race, once you finish your qualifier or the race, they move the actual, by the timings, they will move you down the grid and or they'll move you to the back. So I might finish in eighth place, but the people that have won the race, they've been smashing their way through everybody. So even though they've come in first place,
they'll fall back.
Yeah, at the end of the race, as soon as they finish, they go down the track, down the list.
So would you say it kind of follows in the same footsteps now as like a Gran Turismo game?
I've never played the new. I've only ever played the PlayStation 1 Gran Turismo.
That's a long
time. Like, as far as like the progression system, you kind of like work on actually building up your car and like stuff like tires matter and gas matters and those types of things like that. I haven't played any of the newer Gran Turismos, so I don't know if they do like the same penalty stuff that you're talking about, but it does seem like it's a little far removed from how Horizon is.
Yeah, so the thing is, even though I liked Forza Motorsport the way it was, I didn't like the fact that I couldn't really freely go and just buy cars, and it felt very long-winded. So say we played a week ago, and then every Friday we're going to do a game night, say, and we wait a week. in that time, there might be two or three cars, because what it does, it forces you to go with the cars that are in on like the screen at the time. So if you if you're wanting to start in like the lower leagues, it will be like a Honda Civic race car, or it will be a BMW M3. And I didn't really like the fact that you sort of had to do that, or you had to go into practice and drive the cars in your own time. And say I want to upgrade that car, I would have to use that car. So maybe every three laps you might get a car level up, and it might be like, oh, to unlock a body kit, you need to have level 15. To get a lowering kit, you might need to be level 17. And the thing is, to get that car fully maxed, you're going to have to drive that car around for a long time. And that I found not that fun. So I ended up going, we'd done that for like 2 days, and then I ended up going back to Forza Horizon, because in Forza Horizon, I can literally build a convoy. Everybody jumps into Discord. They all just get pulled straight into the room. And then we just drive. And when we find a race, we just do it. And I can just pick everybody in any category to race. So we're all racing like custom built cars. And yeah, we've got them all maxed out. But
yeah, it's more open world.
Yeah, so it's more open world. In Horizon. But it's also much better to race, because I might turn up with a Lamborghini. You might turn up with a Porsche. Someone might turn up with someone else, and then we're all racing different cars rather than all trying to stick to the same set of rules.
Vehicle. Yeah, makes sense.
I always liked the Warthog because it was a Halo car that you can get in Forza. And
you had to bring Halo to Forza.
I did. It was amazing. I upgraded it to the max. It had, like, it was run on hydrogen power. It had the best hydraulics. Anytime you took it off-road, and it was the best off-road car you could get. It was absolutely amazing. But in Forza 3, I think it was, you could actually race against the Master Chief, but they didn't bring it back in Forza 5, unfortunately. But you can still buy the car, and you can buy the Halo horn, where it does the sound effects. It was like, da-da-da-da, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but like horn form.
Horn form.
I don't know what that sound was you were saying.
That was his way of getting a song in.
He was talking about Airborne.
There you could get on the car.
Everyone, I'm just going to be honest with you, I've banned him from rubbish jokes today, so he's tried to do something else. So he started singing instead.
That's like the ice cream truck that has the horns going off to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Twisted Metal.
Now that's funny.
Did anyone play Twisted Metal? That was wicked.
No. Back in the day. Clown from it.
Yeah, Kat says Forza 4 was so much fun. Forza 5, meh, didn't like the map and racing.
Yeah,
I feel. A bit
I agree
the same.
With that. Yep, 100%.
Motorsport's more like a racing sim, but then like it just seems so much more laid back and fun on Horizon. I don't know if it's 4 or 5, and the thing is, I can build cars left, right, and centre. And do you know what? I don't know if people like this or not, but I really, really love every time you finish a race, you'll get a spin or a super spin. And what it does, it's like a fruit machine, and it will spin round, and it will give you either money, rare horns, clothes, or something else, or it will give you a car.
Well, I feel like with Forza 5, Horizon 5, they buffed it too much. That was one of my biggest gripes, right? It's like, right out of the gate, I just had this, like, awesome car. So all sense of, it's kind of like, you know, I could think about No Man's Sky, right? I played No Man's Sky for a bit. I was like really into it. And then one day I went AFK in the anomaly, and like somebody gifted me, and I had like all this money. So my sense of progression, I got bored of the game, because it's like, okay, I have all this money. It's like, what am I playing for? And that's what I felt like with Forza Horizon 5 versus 4, is the super spins and stuff, I think, were just a little too buffed.
Yeah, definitely too buffed. There was a whole strategy I had with the house, and depending on which house you got, is depending how many super spins you got a day. But if you had a particular house, you could get like 3 or 4 super spins in a day, but you could change your console timing for the day forward and then roll it back and then the day forward and keep getting constant super spins.
Only you would do that.
I never did that, but okay.
I've noticed in the chat people are talking about my mic being a bit quiet. Could we just check it quickly? Sorry to everyone.
I mean, to us it sounds fine, but for some reason there are...
I think you lot are much louder than I am. Say something now, Gray.
I'm saying something now. Am I louder? Am I not?
Yeah, so me and you should be around the same now. So hopefully, anyone in chat, just let me know if you can't hear me or anybody else, if we don't sound balanced, and I'll tweak it. But yeah, something happened there. I don't know what, because literally the sounds are right off. So if there is sound issues, I'm sorry, everyone. But we're halfway through. We're in there now. We can't do nothing about it.
We're fine.
Let's go.
Vex puts, I can't hear Trev.
Nick, on Forza 5, did you ever get any of the Barnyard cards in terms of like the really rare cards?
Oh, I got some of those. I know you asked Nick, but I'm interjecting anyway and saying I got some of those.
It's an open thing. How many did you get? Did you get all of them or did you just only get a couple?
Just a couple, because I didn't really play the game that long, because I just, like I said, I got bored of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think the sound issues is my Stream Deck, because it controls my sound, but every time I press the mute button, it resets the Stream Deck, goes off, flashes at me, and then just goes black, and then switches back on and starts flashing. So, yeah, we'll hopefully that we'll get this sorted by next week, but there might be some sound issues. Yeah, with the barn finds, I really like the barn finds. I think I've only got a few of them, but I really do. I think one of them was XJ220.
Yeah, once you get all of them, you get like a really rare car that's worth $42 million. It took me ages to find all of them because you can look up online if you want and see exactly where they are, but I didn't want to do that. So I used to just drive them around in circles.
So how do you know you can do that?
Because I looked up online afterwards and I was like, I could have just looked this up online. I spent like 2 days straight whilst I was ill just trying to find these cars.
I think you have to like go near the area and then they appear. And then it says, there's a barn find around here.
Yeah, they appear, but they only appear within like a set range. And then you have to try to find the right path to get towards it. The worst one is the jungle one, because you're going through like puddles. You're going through lakes and rivers. You're just destroying crops everywhere.
I remember that one.
Yeah. Does anybody do what I do then? Like, say you're 10 kilometers away from your race. And it shows you the blue line, like on the TomTom or on the sat-nav, doesn't it, to go to the place. And you follow the blue line, yeah? You do what I do. You just look at the direction where it is. And you just hold your foot on the accelerator. And you just you fly through everything. You spin around. You fly, flip over a few times. Cars.
I definitely do.
I wish I could do that in real life. So, yes.
You don't want to do that in real life. I've done that twice.
Well, that can hurt, right?
Yeah. I've done that twice at 100 miles an hour in real life.
Maybe in my M3, but I don't have that anymore.
You see the hole in my skull there where I chipped my eye socket and the bone came out.
Yeah, you were crazy back in your earlier years, for sure. We've had some convos.
Still lives to talk about it.
Yeah, Janie says, Rock and Roll Racing on the SNES was great too, one of Blizzard's first games. That was the one that came, wasn't it? And it was like the track was like squares with red lines. If I'm thinking of the right game, I think it was. I don't know why you're putting your eyebrow up. You weren't even born yet, dude, were you?
No, but I've played a lot of the SNES games. And I'm just trying to think. And I don't remember playing that.
I don't think I ever played that one.
Really? It was like some real basic tracks, and like as you went round, it was like, say it was a figure of eight. It was like, it would be flat, and then it'd be angled like a triangle, and then it'd be flat, and then it'd be angled, and it'd be like, you'd have these, like, I think one of them was a Beetle with, like, monster truck wheels. No, it had monster truck wheels, and it was like, one was like a Beetle, one was like a pickup truck. F-Zero.
Was it 2D?
No, it was 3D. It was one of the first 3D games. But as you could, the control setup was weird, because if I was pressing, like, A to go forward, the truck on the game would go forward, but then if I press left, the car would turn left. It wouldn't be left to me, like go left. The car would turn left, like as if you're just driving
a radio. So the screen would be static?
No. So, do you remember Micro Machines?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I do.
It was a bit like how you drive the cars in that.
Oh, okay.
Everyone loved Micro Machines, man.
Micro Machines are cool.
Was it Spider? Was the guy called Spider?
What was the slogan? I can't remember the slogan now.
Spider.
I don't know.
They had a really good slogan in their advertising. I can't think of it now.
I'm not sure.
Here's a question for you guys. Does anyone remember the Bug Lice racing game for PlayStation 2?
The Bug Lice?
The what? Bug Lice? Like,
Bug Lice? Life racing.
Oh, Bug Life. Life.
I swear Life? He said Isn't Bug Lice.
The beer?
No.
Talking about Bud Light, the beer?
The Bud. How many different things could there be for what he just said?
Bug Life. No, I never
Oh, it's absolutely amazing, but really bad at the same time. It's a very early PlayStation 2 game. I'm not sure if it was the Bug Life's one or if it was ants, but it was some type of insects in there, and you basically drove around a garden trying to get past all these obstacles. There'll be cola bottles, there'll be other like strands of grass, there'll be twigs in the road.
You're talking about Micro Machines?
No, not Micro Machines.
Where have Micro Machines gone?
I don't think they're still around anymore, but they're collector's items, some of them.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea. That'd be a wicked thing to collect, Micro Machines. Look, I can see Ross thinking, what is a Micro Machine?
Better get to eBay, you know?
Start buying them.
So, Ross, Micro Machines, when I was a kid, you could buy cars. You know, like you get the little toy cars, like the metal ones?
Oh, they're just a worse version of Hot Wheels.
No, because they're
Micro. No. They're smaller than Hot Wheels.
Yeah,
they're not Hot Wheels.
They're like the size of a 10p piece, but they're fully like detailed.
Yeah, detailed out.
Yeah,
use the magnifying glass. See all the detail.
Do you know one thing that really bugs me is like he's like Micro Machines. They look really bad, but everybody in his generation want to be brought up in my generation.
I don't.
Do you know my daughter? Yeah, terrible. She's walking around in clothes from the '80s. Like she likes '80s music and stuff. Because you know why? Because we were the coolest.
Here's the thing. Nick, you and I are the same generation, and I don't even want to be part of our generation.
No, but we created the generation. Yes. But
I've been a member of all the generations.
Yeah.
All the generations, Gray.
I remember
racing.
The father figure in our group.
I remember racing before there were video games.
Oh, Chaney's got
loads of
Micro Machines.
You're back on the Commodore 64.
Chaney, put the Micro Machines pictures, put them in the Discord.
Yeah, they look terrible, by the way. I'm very disappointed. I thought this was going to be something cool, Nick, but you let me down. Micro Machines doesn't look anything like as cool as Hot Wheels or anything else.
Yeah, because Hot Wheels are normal-sized cars.
They are? Wow, mine are only this big.
DJ Crawford is saying that we're still very quiet. Are we still very quiet for people? It's something to do with my stream deck. It's messing around with my sound.
You need to get another stream deck.
I mean, you're 5x5 for me. So.
See, yeah, you are for me too.
If I put it up anymore...
I don't know what the recording is like, though.
Yeah, but if I put it up anymore, the recording's going to distort. And that's what I've tried to turn it down for.
Don't do it. There is a way to fix that, Nick. But talk to me after.
Yeah, well... Like, that's going to be distorted there, so...
Yeah, but there's a way to fix the levels of that you're distorting after it's already recorded.
Yeah, I know, I can do that after, but what I'm worried about is it going up and down where I'm changing it? That's how I don't want to change it live, that's why I don't normally change it live.
I wouldn't mess with it anymore.
We're going to have to just deal with it.
Comics says, I used to have says, Gray used to have to play a horse racing game before we had cars.
Cat says...
Yeah, It's called a carousel.
A carousel. Dude. You're not actually that old, Gray, man.
No, I just play old on TV. It's just a freaking number, man. It's just a freaking number.
This guy says, we're at episode 211 and the podcast, the sound is still messed up.
That's right, man. Yeah, it adds flavor to the show when things like that happen.
It's to all keep the guessing, flavor. Are we talking like this? Or are we talking like this? Who knows?
Sorry.
Are we talking like this?
I'd like to tell you something.
Right, anyway, let's get back to it. So, we were talking about Forza Motorsport, man. How do we even get onto this? And the thing is, I wasn't even going to talk about it for long. I just wanted to get the point across that. So, we went back to Forza Motorsport. Not back to it, because that was the new one. We went back to Forza Horizon, the latest Forza Horizon. And we are going to be doing some gamer nights with it. Man, we had so many people in that room. It was hectic and it was so fun. We're just smashing each other up, building cars and smashing each other up and racing. And I think it's something we're going to go back to and we're all going to play. So if anybody does want to play that, just feel free to get in the Discord. And when you see us jump in, that's including you two.
Yes, sir.
And Erin, you got lucky because I can't see you on camera.
This time, yeah.
Right. Let's move on. The one other thing, big thing I wanted to talk about, I've been playing, for people like Trev, Gray, this will be really out of the blue. I just woke up one morning, spoke to Comic, and I was like, we need to get a game where we can all base build and do stuff together. And there was talk about us going and getting a not an Ark server, about getting what's the game called that Trev plays?
Rust.
Rust
server. So we was talking about getting a Rust server. So he's looking at all the numbers and seeing how many people are around and that, and then he probably got well annoyed with me. Thank you for that sub. Really do appreciate it, Twisted Cloud. I just went out, rang up Gray and went, do you want to get an Ark server? He was like, yeah, I'll sort it out now. I said, if you can sort it out this morning, I've got all day and I can fix it up and get it all tweaked and everything and get it live. And then Gray was like, all right, I'll deal with it. 10 minutes later, Gray rings me back and says, server's live. I was like, wicked. So, like, to everybody who was talking about getting into the other server, yeah, we ain't got one. But we have now got an Ark server. It's Ark Survival Evolved. It's not the new one, Assertion, is it? Or
Ascended.
Ascension? Ascended. There's another one. There's Ark
yeah,
2 as
like
well.
That.
I've heard not great things about the new ones yet. Even though in Unreal Engine 5, not tournament. Sorry, there's loads of people making noise downstairs, so I can't focus. Can you go away?
No, I heard the same thing. Like, I'm really hoping Ark 2 turns out to be pretty good, but I've noticed like a lot of games. I don't mean to try to segue into this type of topic, but a lot of games are being released poorly optimized.
Oh yeah,
and I feel like cool. Ark Ascension or Ark Ascended, whatever it's called, is it's revamped for Unreal Engine 5, but it's just like horrible from what I've read.
Yeah, no, I totally agree
about
with you.
We talked about some of that before, but it's worth talking again. There's just so many games coming out like that. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? What was the game, Nick, that we brought up that was on Xbox and it wasn't even doing 30 FPS, let alone 60?
Cyberpunk.
And it just came out. Was it Alan Wake or?
There's a few of them like that are on there. That was a game
that's
we played
such
recently.
A joke.
What did we play recently? I've played so many games recently. It was a game that I wanted to play, and I wanted to play it downstairs. And then when I got there, I couldn't play it. I can't remember what it was. I really can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But 30, I mean, that's ridiculous. 30 FPS in 2023 is just a joke.
It is a flat out joke.
Yeah.
And yet they do it, and they just go like, well, it looks better in 30 FPS. That's why we did it. What? What are you talking about?
The problem they got is consoles, like I keep saying this, you go back 5 years when PlayStation 4 came out and when the Xbox, the first Xbox come out, whether not 360, the one after, and they were like level with 360 and stuff like that. But now they're not level anymore. So what's happening is they're trying to put both the games out and they just can't keep up on one. And they keep giving you all this spew about 4K, blah, 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 120 frames, 60 frames. It can't do it. It's rubbish. And
it's all upscaled anyway.
Yeah, but it's just like if you've got a PC, even if you've got a poor PC and you get off your PC and you go back onto your Xbox, you feel like your eyes are broken. Like, it's painful.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing War Towers. That was the one, War Towers. So I was playing War Towers, which is like, it's a bit like Wasteland 3. You look down and your character just walk around the map. And the graphics were terrible. And I was like, I can't play that off of my PC because it just looks crap. Maybe I'm spoiled because I've got a good PC, granted. But if that's the way that the consoles are going, then I don't really like Starfield. When Starfield first comes out, you play it on your PC, like, it's amazing. You go downstairs, you think, I'll just chill here. And then it looks bad quality again, you know? So, I don't know.
I think everything's just so half-baked nowadays.
Yeah. Well, this is... Do you know what? We're going to go off track here. But since COVID, everybody's out to do everybody over. It doesn't matter what company you go to. They're out to take money from you. Doctors don't get back to you. Schools don't get back to you. Anything you do from anyone, anywhere... You ring up, say, oh, blah, 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 I need to talk about this. Oh, we'll get back to you. And then they get off the phone and they go, not my problem, pass that on to someone else.
Well, you know what happened to me yesterday. So it's like, you know, I was hired during COVID and then that happened. And it's like, you know, it's just, it's rampant, like all over the place. It's just, yeah.
I've not got COVID
strange.
Yet.
Strange. I don't think
I
have
but
either.
But I got the shot.
I got five, I've had five shots.
I wouldn't even want to get the shot. I got forced to get it. I got tricked into it. I didn't even want it. We should all know by now. I'm like a cockroach.
I had five of them, and I have another eyeball growing right back here.
You probably have.
My 5G is good.
Loads of stories about your veins filling up with like these long strands and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, great. Let me see. Hold on. Check.
It's all right for you though, Gray, because you're on the way out. We're still half fresh.
Yeah, thanks.
Poor Gray.
All I want is some superpowers out of it. Now that would be cool.
Yeah, it's
right?
Not Gen V, you know.
That'd be cool.
What would your superpower be?
I don't know.
And you've already got your superpower writing spreadsheets, dude.
be able to go out into the front yard and water his lawn. That's a superpower.
Just quickly, Twisted Cloud, thank you for your nice comments. Love the content, guys. Keep up the good work, and we'll get there. Greetings from the Netherlands. Greeting to the Netherlands.
Hey, Netherlands.
I was going to say, if anyone's put a review on iTunes, I really do appreciate that as well, because that gets us up the ratings. So if anyone wants to do that, go and do it. We love it. Thank you. Friend or foe says, yeah, Nick lives in a bunker. Mate, I would live in a bunker. I love bunkers.
Some of those bunkers are cool.
Yeah, I love bunkers
really
as
cool
well.
Bunkers.
How about the guy that lives in a what is it? A jet, an aircraft carrier. Not aircraft carrier.
In a jet.
Yeah, he does.
Wait, isn't he?
You never heard
he
of
have
this?
Not in
like a little fighter jet.
Or something.
No. This dude bought an airliner. I think it's a 7. I forgot the model Boeing it is. But anyway. And he bought it a long time ago, and he rolled the sucker out into this is in the U.S., rolled it out into the middle of
the
forest.
So it was in the U.S., isn't it?
He owns the land, and he brought this thing out there, and he's been working on it for 10 years just to make it into a home. And I saw it was on some news thing, and they had a whole report what this guy's done to the thing over the time. And he's off the grid for the most part, not entirely. I couldn't believe what this guy did to this thing, man. He's just like total customization.
But he hasn't flown
crazy.
Yet, has he?
It's not meant to fly. He just liked it.
See,
pet
how much
project
better would it be if he'd done all of that inside to make it into his house, but then he flew it to whatever country he wanted to go to?
Oh, God, that you should have seen the videos of them driving this thing.
You need a pretty big runway.
No, they were driving this thing down these roads, and they had cars, you know, blocking everybody off so they could ride this. They could just bring this thing out where it needed to be and park it. It was unbelievable.
That's one of the things I miss about working for Boeing is like seeing like the sights of like all the aircraft being transported and stuff. It's really
pretty
interesting.
Wild.
Yeah.
But anyway, we digress.
When he goes on holiday, he sticks wings on the house, I heard. let's get back to what he's talking about. Anyway, so yeah, from where I remember where I was talking, I was talking about how I just randomly decided to buy an ARC server, which we did. So ARC was always a good one. We played that back in the day, and we had some really good times on it. And we literally was on there for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours. But we never completed the game. Because what happens in ARC is, now, if you haven't played ARC, it's like, it's a bit like, what was that game on the SNES? Turok. Do you remember Turok?
Turok, yeah.
Oh, that game was horrible.
Yeah, I know. But this, I think, is
comic
based.
Comic book was good, though.
Come on, this must have had some kind of input from Turok. Must
probably
have. So
well, Turok was the first one.
Yeah, so basically it's a prehistoric world, and it's a massive map, and there's been loads of different maps over the years, but we're on the Crystal Isles, which is one of the biggest maps in the game, and it's got loads of different biomes. So it's got like nice palm trees, it's got volcanoes, there's loads of different biomes on there, so you can go anywhere. It's really, really big. And the basis of the game is that there's dinosaurs walking around everywhere. 165 dinosaurs, different species, is on this game.
Including mechanical ones.
Yeah, mechanical ones as well. And it's got a couple of rare ones which are specific just to this map. And the thing is, when we played it last time, because you start off by building your base and just trying to survive, and it's very basic, and you keep dying, and animals keep eating you, or direwolves, or everything tries to kill you. And then as you go through the game, what happens is, so the last 2 days we've spent building a little base, getting like a thatch base, and then getting a wood base, and then sort of learning to build clothes. And it's all about survival at first, just trying to get through. And that happens for quite a bit of time. When you get to a certain level, then you can start trying to like kill the dinosaurs, like the smaller ones, use the meat to make narcotics and stuff like that. And the idea of the game is you basically, you survive and then you thrive. And then what you do is you build like saddles for every single different dinosaur, and every dinosaur can be ridden in a certain way. So you might be on a mammoth and it might be really good at collecting resources, or you might have a pterodactyl and you can use it. It can't hold a lot, but you can use it to fly across the map. Everything's got a purpose, and you can tame any dinosaur in the game. And what you have to do is you have to shoot them down, and then they fall asleep, and then you have to feed them narcotics and food. And then over time, because you haven't played this, Ross, have you ever?
Well, the thing is too, you can also tame like dodos and chickens.
Yeah, I've got Darren the dodo. And at the moment, he needs a wife.
Perfect.
If he gets a wife, they'll mate together and they'll make baby dodos, and I can just keep killing the babies to get meat.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like a stone T-Rex, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. But the thing is, the game is amazing for one thing, and that is multiplayer gameplay, because what can happen is you can have alliances on there, you can have clans, you can have sub-clans, you can have on all of your doors, containers and stuff like that, you can have level 0 to 10. So I could say, right, Ross, I don't trust you, you thieving little man, so you're going to be on a level 1, so you can only get into boxes with level 1. Gray, I trust you, so you can have level 10, and you can do that throughout all of the different clans. But what happens is over time, because it's a persistent server as well, it doesn't reset like Rust does every month. This is persistent. If you don't come back to your base over a certain period of time, it will slowly chip away and disappear, and so it disappears off the server. Now, we've been playing this for, 2 days already, and literally, we're still at the start of the game. Comic's been complaining for the whole day today that he keeps dying of cold. And I'm like, just build some better clothes, man. Get some better clothes. And he's like, I'm going to move somewhere else. He starts crying and everything. I know you're listening, Comic. he just said, Ellen won't let you run a slaughterhouse, even on a game. Because my missus is vegan and she's like friends of the earth and all that. But yeah.
That's pretty cool. You can get like elevators and you get like different technology and stuff like that, which is pretty cool.
I don't know if you heard me shouting then. I'm just shouting to them. Like, my daughter's just come back from thingy. I said to her before, do not make noise when you come back. So she's come back, and she's just making noise in the hallway. Now I can hear her huffing. Huffing and puffing. But, Ark is going to be one that we play for a long time. I would love to see a lot of players in there. We've got 20 spaces on the server for any one point. So at any one point, we can have 20 people per server. I think that's going to fill up pretty quick because there's quite a few people that are playing this. Because of all the new arcs that have come out, the Unreal Engine 5 one and all that, which is meant to be buggy mess, lots of people are staying with this one. And because of that, it's brought the price down on this one. So it's only about £12 to get Ark Survival Evolved. It has to be on Steam, though. That was the biggest downfall we had, is that if you play it on Xbox, you can't join our server on Xbox. So you have to basically buy the game on Steam. Which is a little bit annoying, but it's only £12 or $12.
Can I add something about the Xbox version too? So a friend of mine, we were playing that, and she had the Xbox version, and I had Game Pass, so I got it too. And the way the Xbox version was created, there's a rubber banding effect. So with the non-Steam version, the non-PC version, or non-Steam version, you get rubber banded. You can only like deviate from the server host. It's a little bit different, of course, if it's a dedicated server, but you can only deviate from the person who's hosting the server.
Yeah.
For a certain distance.
Oh, really?
And then you can't move. You can't move further apart. That was one of the problems.
So you can't
if
you go, I'm going to build a base in this biome, or I'm going to go and build one in that biome. You can't do that because
unless it's a dedicated server.
It's like you've got a rubber band attaching both of you, pulling you over.
Yep, it's ridiculous. So we ended up getting a dedicated server because of that.
Oh wow! So we've got dedicated server as well. We've done a few tweaks on the server, so we've made it so that if you knock out a dinosaur. Because say you wanted to tame a T-Rex, it will take something like 6 hours. A long time. So if you want to tame dinosaurs, it starts off by getting smaller ones and you get bigger and bigger as you go. Ross, are you frozen or are you just sitting very still?
Yeah, you know, he's frozen because he hasn't blinked in like fucking
I was going to say. The thing is with Ross, you just never know, do you? You don't know if he's playing a game. He could just be sitting like that for a joke.
The problem is the hamster slowed down, so he couldn't keep the contact going. It's like,
well, I'll pull him out.
Yeah, there he goes. See?
Bye.
I pulled him back in to see. I think he's gone down. Man down,
he might have
man
to kill
down.
His video.
Man,
I told you, man. The hamsters just haven't been fed lately.
If you're a new listener to this podcast, it never really goes like this. Normally, it runs absolutely smooth. So we've had sound issues. Now we've got Ross issues. We know Ross has got issues. Standard. Love you, mate. Now my kids are here.
Hi.
There's a giant teddy bear just turned up. Right.
Teddy bears? Where?
He's in a. He's in a onesie, like a bear. Man, it's just flustered me all up. Like, I don't know what's going on, really. But yeah, so what we're going to do is we've got Extreme Gaming Podcast Clan on the server, and we're going to be all building together. If you want to jump on the server and join our clan, you're more than welcome. We can help you out by getting you started, getting you some XP and stuff, giving you some tools so you can get really far really quickly. What my boys have done, my twin boys, they're called the Terror Twins, yeah? And they've jumped on the server on their own. They say that they're going to ally with us, but I don't know if they can be trusted.
You don't trust them, okay.
And they've already started taming, like, dinosaurs. And the thing is, what the plan is that you build a base, and do you know what? On the bases, there are so many components to different buildings. Like you said, there's lifts, there's all sorts of different bits and pieces. You can build some really intricate bases. You can have like a big wall around, like last time we had a massive wall around our whole town. Because what you do is when you go offline, the server is set. So offline, you don't disappear off the server. You're still in the server. So say, Gray, you're just running through the woods like you normally are naked. Because I know that's what you do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
exactly. All the time.
If you decide to leave the server,
you fall asleep.
You fall asleep on the floor. And if someone comes running past there 10 minutes later or a dinosaur comes past there, they will eat you and take all of your goods. So,
yeah. See, we had a, on our dedicated server, we had a friend that would do that and we'd have to take him and like drag him back to his bed.
Yeah, so literally.
But that's only for 5 minutes, right? Is it 5 minutes or 10 minutes?
No, I've turned it off.
Okay.
That's...
Oh, so it won't happen.
So when you get a dedicated server now, they've changed the server settings to basically have it so. You get 5 minutes protection, 5 minutes, and then you're protected. So no one can touch your house. You can't get raided. Nothing can happen. So what I've done is I've gone into the server settings and I turned it off completely. So if you're naked and you're laying on a floor, expect to get eaten by something because you need to build a house. The first thing you need to do is get on the server, build a little house, lock yourself in there and go to sleep, and then nothing will happen to you. The idea along this is that, like I said, there's 165 different dinosaurs ranging from massive ones to tiny ones. You can ride all of them. And the idea is that you build up your base, you build up your clothes. Once you get to a level where you're sort of thriving a little bit, then you go out hunting for meat. Once you've got the meat, you make the narcotics. Once you've got the narcotics, then you go out and you fire these narcotic darts at the dinosaurs. Once they fall asleep, you basically, then you put the berries and stuff inside them and you force feed them. And then it takes you hours to tame them. Once you've tamed them though, if you've got like, say, a T-Rex, you're walking around that map and that T-Rex is just eating everything for you. And you've got like loads of controls over these dinosaurs. So you can set them up to follow you, to stay behind, to mate, to not mate. You can make them free roam. You can make them attack certain things. You can make them be aggressive. They can be friendly. You can have it so that if anyone comes within a certain distance of your base, they'll attack. There's loads of different stuff you can do. So it's really, really fun.
You said you can have them mate or not mate?
Yeah.
So basically you're castrating one.
You can neuter them, yeah, so that they don't have kids.
Great. And spay or neuter your dinosaur today.
You can also, they'll lay an egg and you can incubate that egg and you can nurture that egg so that you get higher stats when it comes out of the egg. But the general idea of the game is that you try and get as many dinosaurs tamed so that you can walk around with this little army of dinosaurs. But you got to remember, everybody else on the server is doing the same thing. So it will be like, when we do get to a big fight, it will be like, right, everyone get on. These people are raiding us. They'll come over with their dinosaurs and then say 10 of us jump on. Say we've got 5 T-Rexes each. Then we'll attack them and we'll all fight together. And it's just really, really is a good game.
I'm wondering whether it's better to have 1 T-Rex or about 1,000 tiny dinosaurs.
Well, Jesse, did last time he played it, he did make a dodo army. And these tiny little dodos all, and all like bouncing
That's
around.
Cool. But, oh man, she got a screenshot that shoot that next time.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's such a good game because you can play it as PvE, PvP. It's up to you. You can just focus on survival, or you can go out and attack people. Now, the map is relentless. It's stressing me out today. It got me really stressed. It got Comic stressed. Got my kids stressed. We all got stressed at it because it's like you feel. It feels a bit like the beginning of the game is extremely hard. Any dinosaur comes, you're dead. And then once you die, you respawn somewhere else. You've got to get back to your body to get your stuff. And then you've got to try and build your little hut and everything. You run out of food and water very quickly. You've got to find berries. You've got to find meat. And then the hardest bit I found is trying to get the skins of the animals to try and build things like your clothes and stuff like that. But it's really, really good. Erin, when did you play? Did you play with us last time or...?
No, it was, and by the way, Ross is back.
I'll pull him back in.
It was a while ago. It was maybe 6 months ago.
Hello.
When we kind of went from like 7 days to die to Ark, and then we kind of had the experience for us because we cheated. We enabled cheats and we were cheating. And it kind of ruined things for us. So we stopped playing.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. We've not cheated because the thing is, I'm admin on the server and we've got a couple of admins on the server. And admins can do whatever they want. But that's not how this will be done. I had Jesse earlier going to me, "Are you the admin?" I was like, "Yeah." He said, "Well, just tame one T-Rex and we'll all be safe to start with." I was like, "No, I'm not doing that, mate. That's not fair. We're not doing that." And he was like, "Oh, why don't you just make it so we get lots of meat quickly and then blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "No, we're not doing that." So it's all going to be played fair. Admins can do things, move people and do blah, 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 whatever they need to, but we're not going to be doing that. What was I going to say? I was going to say something really... Oh, so what I was going to say is on the server, we've got it so you get double the resources when you try and get like trees or like stuff like rocks and stuff, you'll get double. We've got it so taming dinosaurs is just under half speed. So where it normally be 6 hours, it'll only be 3 hours if you're going to tame something big. But remember, we're talking like big, big dinosaurs. This is like get on a Saturday morning and try and tame a T-Rex by the afternoon. Because the thing is, you've also got like special coloured dinosaurs as well. So you'll get like an albino like T-Rex, or you'll get like a red fiery one. And you get ones that have got like fire on their back. And they're called alphas. They're like super, super high level. Because when you get your dinosaur will go up levels as well, like you do, and you can make it stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's funny because I've got a Carno outside my base, which is it's not too big, but it's very violent, a very aggressive dinosaur. And I've got it outside me and Matt's base, and every time I go near the thing, it just rips me to shreds, and I spend about 20 minutes. Because what it does is it camps your body, so it chases you, kills you, you die. And then you're like, you respawn. And when you die, it leaves a green light in the sky so you can get back there. You've got an hour and a half. And so you can see the green light. And you're creeping up behind it. And what happens is it starts chasing you again, kills you again. And then it kills you again, and it kills you again. And you end up trying to get your naked body, just me and my pants, literally running, trying to get it to see me, and then run the other direction. So it runs away from my body that's dead 3 times already. So that runs that way, and then it kills me. And then I've got to try and spawn quickly to get back to the original body to get my stuff out and run away before it comes back again. Because with a dinosaur as well, if it's like a Carno, which is an aggressive dinosaur, if it comes near your base, it will disintegrate your base in a matter of minutes. It will tear it to pieces. So you've got to have protection, like spikes around it, stuff like that. So all of these things are against you.
Always good to have protection.
Makes me want to play.
Oh my God, that sounded really bizarre. Because he said, "So it's good to have protection," and you said, "It makes me want to play." Like you wanting to do it with him.
No.
You two need to be careful with your words.
Can you imagine the size? Can you imagine the size of protection for a T-Rex? Man, that's
what you're saying for him.
Hey, you're talking big.
Yeah, that for a T-Rex, that'd be absolutely insane. But tiny arms, can't put it on.
There's no cuddling for you.
Yeah, like
little tiny arms.
Cuddle up with the T-Rex.
I was going to ask, so are any of you lot going to get into this game with us?
I'm going to try when I'm off Puppy Patrol. I'll try to get on.
Yeah, well, you need some time. So,
that's a good question now. So if, let's say, you know, the four of you are whatever
you're
level.
You're still trying to tame your dog.
and somebody, yeah, exactly. But somebody new joins in. How does that work on the level thing?
I mean, the way it works is when you first get into the game. This is, now the thing is, in Ark, you can carry your character and all of your goods from server. You can hop servers, so you can level up to 100. You can have all the guns and that. You can jump into a new server, and you can literally kill everybody on that server with the gun. We didn't want that. So I've made it so only a new fresh wipe can come into the server. So if you join tomorrow, say, any of you join tomorrow, what will happen is you'll start at level 0 and you will have to level up. So if you start chopping wood, you'll level up to level 2, start chopping some more wood, level 3, level 4, level 5. Every time you level up, you'll get like 8 things called engrams. And what happens is that's 8 points to use on your skill tree. And the skill tree's got like 100 levels. And what it will do is the first ones will be like trousers, top, gloves, hat, shoes. Then the next one will be like campfire, and then basic tools. The next one will be basic housing stuff. And they go down, and all the way through they get more and more advanced until you're like in the future levels where you've got all like electronics and guns and stuff like that and all new tech stuff. Now, when you come in, because I've made the server, so you have to start fresh. You can't bring anything in with you. So everybody who starts will just level up, level up, level up. Now, the good thing about this is, say, Gray, you came into the game a week after we started playing, we could just turn around to you and go, here's the best tools, here's the best guns, here's the best stuff, go and tame a dinosaur. And it would save you a lot of time and effort because you'd get all the good stuff straight away. You don't have to do it like that, but the basics of things like the tedious things like at the moment what we're all going through is the hardest part, basically, because getting a bed. So say you haven't got a bed, then you've got no spawn point. So what happens is when you die, it will say, do you want to be north, east, south, west? And you click the button and it will move you randomly. But then you trying to get back to where you started building your base, it might only be like half a mile away. But you've got
to get
eaten every single time trying to get back there. Now, we're on the Crystal Isle, and Crystal Isles is like a really, really big map. So I've actually doubled the amount of dinosaurs on the island because it was very sparse. There was none around. I was finding it really hard to find meat and stuff like that. My trick to say to people would be, when you get into the game for the first time, don't go looking to move anywhere or go somewhere else. Just stay where you are. First thing to do is just get some resources, build the basic tools, and you want to build a little hut. Just a tiny little hut, like 2 squares big, so you've got a roof over your head and you've got somewhere to put a box to gather stuff. Then put your stuff in there. And then once you've got your stuff in there and you've got like a sleeping bag or a bed, that's when you decide to move somewhere and then start building a base. But I'm not going to lie, it's very, very hard. If anyone wants to get into our clan, it's just called Extreme Gaming Podcast.
I nearly slipped. Yeah, no, you did again. Nick, I know you said you're not you can't bring anything into the game, but do you know what I'm going to be bringing into the game?
A shit joke.
Both.
What did he say? Because I cut him off. I didn't hear what he said.
A positive attitude.
So I knew. See?
How's that a joke? I was just trying to be nice.
He's trying to be funny, wasn't he? He's trying to be funny. I got him anyway. No. I got him. I cut him down. I cut you down like a tree in Ark.
You're just a pessimist.
Somehow that segued into dinosaur shit. I'm not sure how, but...
Ooh, talk about new things and things that are coming out. Has anyone seen the GTA 6?
Wait, we ain't finished yet.
Oh, no, we're not there yet. I have an announcement.
Did you see that?
It's in the notes.
Did you see that? He just
Hey, he just messed it up.
Okay. What is this guy doing? We're going to have to
hold
sack
your horses.
Okay, yeah, before we even get into that, Kat said, I wanted to install Ark, but it's 128 gig. It is a big game. And what you have to do to get on our server is you have to go to Steam as well and download the Crystal Isle map. It's free to download, but you just got to make sure you download it. If you don't, or it gets an error, you'll get what happened to Steve, and that was he spawned in with no map. And he was just floating in the air. He couldn't move. We're trying to shoot him down. He just kept falling into the water and respawning. But no, we're definitely going to have a really, really good time on Ark. We're going to talk about this a lot. I might even do, in a week's time, I might even do a Ark special just to update everybody with what's been going on the server, like a little story of what we've been doing and stuff. But I'll see how it goes. If we all get highly stressed out and we drop the server, then that won't happen. But I'm hoping that you lot get in. I know, Ross, you're going to try and get in. Erin, are you going to jump in?
Possibly. I've been kind of taking a little break from
Yeah, but now you've got time
lately.
On your hands.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, trying to sort out a move and all sorts of stuff. So
nah, ARK's much more important.
Yeah, are we going to have a thing called Nick's ARK Diary? So that way it'll kind of say all the things you've been doing and what's happening.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it.
You could ARK
I'm not even going to try to lie to anybody and say, yeah, I'm going to do an ARK Diary and that. Do you know what?
Your diary. Today, I killed Roth with a T-Rex.
Yeah. I've got to get the T-Rex.
Many T-Rex.
Here,
exactly.
So.
Today, I tamed another T-Rex and a chicken.
His name is Tiny.
I don't think they've got chickens.
I got dino
chickens.
You
get dodos and chickens. I'm pretty sure you get chickens, right? And cats. You get cats, too.
No.
Oh, cats. What about dogs? Come on. This is
I think
good.
You get cats. I'm pretty sure.
Comics like dog. Beer diary. Today I died repeatedly. He was getting stressed earlier, man. It was so funny. I'm like, look, we're in a really good place. We're up on this mountain and we've got like, it's like two big stones go over a waterfall and they join in the middle. And I've built my base right up there and he's built his base next to us, but it's quite high up the mountain. So you're in an area where like the temperature just kills you. So as soon as it goes to nighttime, you start
you're
going,
dead.
Nick, you could say it's Arctic.
There it is.
Nice.
Yeah, that's not too bad, though. That's
you're fired.
Bad.
No.
You're fired.
He's very could've close. He's on a shoestring.
he could have said Antarctica, and that would have been even worse.
Anyway, look, don't give him the airtime with these crap jokes, man, because he just tries to do it more and more often, and it's just highly stressful. He's stressing me out. So what happened is we built up on this like rock. And Comet comes in, and I've been doing my stuff for like a day, and he's like, I don't like it here. I keep dying. And I'm like, I'm not dying, because what happened with me is I'd take all my clothes and that off, put all my stuff in a box, and I'd die quickly outside. And I'd respawn in my bed, and then I'd go outside and collect my stuff back, chop my own body up to get meat, because now I've got some free meat, yeah, put that in a fridge. And then I just do that every 10 minutes. It's giving me a good supply of meat. He's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. You're taking the piss. I was like, look,
yeah,
it's fine.
Man. I love that. You die and then you cut your own body up when you spawn in.
Yeah, man. At least I know where that meat's been.
I like that.
But I would
definitely not heard that in a game before. That's a good one.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. But yeah, so we kept getting cold.
That's gonna be one of Nick's top 10 tips for ARK. Listen, what you do is you die and then you cut yourself up and then eat yourself. It's like
until you die again.
Do that again.
But I'll tell you what is quite funny about the game is you can, when you customize your character at the beginning, you can literally customize like the top half of your head, the bottom half of your head, the top half of your arms.
You
and the,
get really janky characters.
Yeah, bottom half your arms. And then you can do like the top half of your legs, bottom half of your legs, yeah? So my character has got like a normal like six pack and normal legs, but then I gave him these arms. My arms are as wide as my body. Like, they're literally as wide as my body. And then
I gotta see this.
And
man.
Then I was like, that's quite funny. But I was playing around with a guy. And I was like, I wonder if I can make my chin really small and my forehead really massive. And you can. So I was playing with this guy and I was like, look, once you make your character, that's it, set. Unless you wipe the character. So I was like, I don't want to go too stupid. So I just gave him massive arms. And then I come into the game, yeah. No lie. I run up to Jesse and I was like, whoa, what's with your character? He had given himself the biggest legs you could give him. So his legs, they were like legs of a horse, yeah? With a tiny little body running around on these massive legs. And then Leo made himself really, really small. And he's quite small in real life, but with a beard and big hair. Because the way it works in ARK is if you stay alive a long time, your hair gets really long. So if you see a character that's got like a beard down here and massive hair, you know that he's been alive on the server for a very long time. And I walked into Leo's room and I was like, whoa, so your character actually looks like you.
That's funny.
But
you need to do I want to see a screenshot, dude. You got to post a screenshot of your character.
I have to get one when I'm in the game, when I'm not dead.
Yeah, I got to see this.
But at the moment, like, it's hard work. Like, I get into game and I'm panicking. Like, earlier on, me and the comic grew the balls, yeah, to be able to go and take down a woolly mammoth. So it's like a woolly mammoth, but it's got spikes on its horns. And so I said, look, you run over there and at it. I'll stay up here on these rocks, yeah? And we'll make it come towards us. And then we'll run down the cliff face and hoping that it doesn't have pathfinding to find its way up the hill around to us. And hopefully it goes straight at us and it gets wedged at the bottom. So I fired like 100 arrows into it, and then it just starts shouting at us, like doing these massive like screams at us. But we did actually manage to kill it, and that was really good fun, like me and him doing that. Like, I really enjoyed like sneaking around and firing all my arrows at it and stuff.
That's cool.
So if anyone wants to go hunting with me, let me know. Comic says the aim is to survive. You're not doing a very good job when you're dying every 10 minutes and collecting your stuff again. It's just a way round it, man. It's just a way round it.
Heat codes for life, you see. Is there a story behind Ark? Like, is there, like,
yeah,
different
so this is what I was going to say earlier. So
yeah, don't die.
No. I'll be honest now. Even though the game, you do get a lot of time in this game. Like, it's not a game that you complete in 10 hours. It's a game that you spend 200 hours trying to get your character to a level where he's normal. Then you spend 200 hours trying to tame dinosaurs. And then you get to the point where you think, right, I've played this for long enough. I'm going to unleash havoc. And then what happens is, once you feel like you've got enough dinosaurs to keep you safe when you can go anywhere on the map. Sorry, my throat's messed up. Once you feel safe with all these dinosaurs following you around, say you got like 3 T-Rexes with you, yeah? There's an actual end game to the server. And it's server-wide. Anyone can do it. So what happens is you have to find all these artifacts at certain places in the map. One might be in like a snake cave, like with a snake-like boss. One's a spider boss, and it's like the spider queen, and you go into another cave, and there's like hundreds of spiders attacking you, and you all have to. And it's really funny because you've got to get all the stuff you need. It's like a shopping list, and you need to take them to this arena. And once you've got the shopping list of all the bosses you've killed, you then put them all into this arena, and then it spawns a end level boss. And then once you kill that boss, you complete the server, you win the game. And we've never done it. We got very close. And I really do remember. Gray, do you remember when we used to go into that cave? Was you there?
No, I don't remember.
It was about 10 of us, and we all had our dinosaurs with us, and we had to go into this cave and kill this spider. And we just kept all dying in there, and like we're just one after another going in behind trying to kill each other. So it is really good because you've got the survival, you've got the multiplayer, you've got the group play, so you can be like, if other clans start fighting us, we can get warfare going on. But then we can also, if no one's online, we can also just work to complete the server. Which is really good fun.
So it's a really good story arc.
Yeah. No, it is really, really good. For anyone that wants to get in, the server does not have any password now. And basically, all you got to do is look for the server, Extreme Gaming Podcast, with spaces in it. And you should find a server you can jump in. It's 24 hours a day. It will have some messages coming up if we have to stop it for any reason. But if you do, it saves it anyway. So we're all good.
Did you, by the way, did you set up the automatic backup?
No, I need to set that up. I haven't done that yet. Yeah, because I haven't had a chance with it being offline yet. So as soon as it goes offline, probably late in the night, I'll set it up quickly and it will back everything up. And we'll do it routinely to back up.
Sure you get no artifact in.
Yeah, if anyone's got any questions, he just keeps trying.
You missed two of them already.
Yeah. I'm just ignoring them. Because they're not fine.
I know.
But right, let's move on. So, who is up next? Oh yeah, so you're up Gray now with your announcement.
Yep, I thought it was an important announcement. Apparently, yeah. Rockstar has finally confirmed that there's going to be a brand new GTA 6 trailer released before this year is out. Apparently, co-founder Sam Houser said we were very excited.
Yeah, I saw this.
You know that in early December we will release the first trailer for the next.
The first trailer is probably just going to be like a guy getting out, punching someone in the face at their car window, and getting in their car and driving off.
And then at the end, yeah. It's going to say coming 2032.
No, anything for that. No, £2 billion. Like,
you know why it's not come out yet, didn't it? Because nobody computer or Xbox or anything is going to be able to play it with this graphics setting.
Right, we'll be able to run it.
I don't know about that. There's been a lot of developers just on water. Apparently, the rumor is 12 developers just on the water physics alone, and £2 billion spent on this project so far.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the graphics are going to be smooth.
I don't know. It should be for £2 billion. Like,
we always really, say that.
Do you really think, yeah? What's your computer like now, Ross, for running the GTA 5?
GTA 5 can run it no problem.
With all the graphics mods on and everything?
I don't put mods on. With full graphics, like everything to max, it can run it perfectly fine. GTA 5 is not very intensive. It's actually one of the least intensive things you can do.
I thought GTA 5 had something like 25 gigs of RAM VRAM to run it.
I've got more than enough of that. But GTA 5 for me is just easier to run than Minecraft is. So Minecraft takes up more stuff for me than GTA does.
Nah, it can't
because
be.
It's really well optimized. Yeah. It's so optimized for it. But Rockstar...
Well, what I was going to say anyway is, do you really think when GTA 6 comes out, they're not going to have like the best graphics on their reflections? And there's no way it's going to run smooth on anyone's computer. It's going to be the game. This is going to be the game that you upgrade your computer for.
I think both. I think it's going to have a lower setting and a higher setting because I think it's going to come out as an Xbox Series X exclusive and a PlayStation 5 exclusive.
Oh, that means we're all in the crap then.
No, but I think because Rockstar have a really good history of this. Like, look at Red Dead Redemption 2. Like, I was talking to a friend about this the other day. Rockstar hasn't really released any terrible games that they've had hand-on experience with. There's been a couple bad games that have came from them that have sent off to third parties, yes. But, like, in the past 10 years, Rockstar hasn't really had any bad games that have came from their direct studios. Literally all of them have been amazing. Like, Red Dead, Red Dead 2, Red Dead Redemption, GTA 5... Like, GTA 5 has some of the best...
Kat just put in there saying Rage Engine does not scale good with high-end computers but runs great on a potato PC. So maybe you'll be all right.
Could be.
Do you think when this comes out, this will be the all-time top-selling game ever?
Easy. It's either going to be the best-selling game ever or the worst disappointing point in the game.
Could you imagine if GTA 6 dropped, like with the Cyberpunk launch?
It's going to actually be both. It'll probably be the highest selling game, and then when everybody starts to play it, it'll be the worst thing.
Optimized. I honestly reckon you try and get on that day one, them servers are going down.
Day one? You're not going to be able to get on until like until week three.
You could imagine
week four.
It. You are in a queue. It'd be like the end of Beetlejuice where he's got a bit of paper that long with numbers, like exactly. a three feet long bit of paper.
You just leave your computer on and come there every day.
Go on, say that again, Erin.
Unless they're prepared for it. Which would be the smart thing.
They won't be.
Oh, they
There's
never
no
do
way.
The smart thing,
There's
do
no
they?
Way.
We're
There's no way. They'll never be.
We're after COVID now. No one does the smart thing anymore. They do the thing that just... What's going to really annoy everyone? I know. Let's make it break when they go live. And then everyone will be like, not my problem. I'm going home. It's like, do you know what Star Citizen done last time? I know you're going to moan about Star Citizen, all of you, but I'm not going to go into it. But what they did do is, I think they done the smart thing all right for themselves. They had the major update of 3.20 and they put it out on a Friday evening at like 6 o'clock. So it went out as they left their work on Friday, not coming back till Monday. They put the update out and left. And everybody
but Nick,
was...
Star Citizen is a real game. It's not a real game.
Oh, my God. Go back to Microsoft bloody Minecraft, you.
Flight simulator. That's
it's not a real game for you because your computer wouldn't even be able to run the intro screen.
And then it would break.
But
anyway, so
that will be really, really exciting. That just think to how good that will be. That's gonna have some real good stuff for multiplayer on that. And it'll be like the bad thing about GTA 5 is that it's been done so long now. Everybody's like super far into it, and they've got all the cars, they've got all this, they've got all that. But in this, we can all start fresh, and we could be the ones to get in first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, GTA 5 over its like lifetime has made billions of pounds for Rockstar, and the fact that they put billions of pounds into GTA 6 as well, and they've had like a 10-year development cycle now, because GTA 5 came out in 2013, if I remember correctly, and when it came out, they started working on GTA 6 straight after it came out, just trying to figure out what they were going to do and the story
came
and all
that
other stuff.
Came out before 2013, didn't it? I feel like GTA 5 has been around for like 500,000 years.
No. 2000. It was either 2013 or 2015. I think it was 2013. 15? I think it was 13.
10 years.
Oh, yeah, so 8 years. 8 years.
That's how long Star Citizen's been in alpha.
Yeah, imagine that. A game not being released in 10 years. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, but you've never played the game, so you don't know.
I've seen you play it, Nick. I've seen the problems. I've seen all the issues.
It's a work in progress.
Skyrim
man.
In space.
There's these people. There's these naysayer people. There's a specific group of people in the world. I don't know what I'd call them. Assholes. But they're the kind of people that what they do is, they don't play the game, but they just comment on the game. Gray, was you one of these people?
A little bit.
And did you evolve?
I evolved, and I enjoy the game. Still... still don't like some of the problems with it, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, but that's we all live with that. But what my point is the advanced level of that game over any other game, you know, the mechanics in that game and stuff like that, it is on a super advanced level. Like, it's, you can understand why it's taking so long, because every time they bring something else out, it breaks 50 other things. They start again, comes out, breaks it again. But
by the time they actually ever release it, they'll have to start working on it again.
Yeah. So that's the way it goes. But it's funny because everyone that's backed them and has put so much money into their game, no one complains. And they're happy to have more. I'll put more money in there. You watch. I will put more money in there when Pyro comes out.
Good for you, buddy.
Oh, and then, and Pyro has been... this is Grey knows this. That's why I'm talking to Grey about it. But Pyro, people have been playtesting it. Creature's been on it.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yes, and he said that the world, that side, because obviously it's all different, it's all new again. Right. He said it's amazing. He said it's massive. It's really cool. So
new system.
We will be getting back into Star Citizen at some point, and we will be... did I say Star Citizen? Yeah, Star Citizen.
Yeah, Star Citizen, yeah.
I thought I got to remember that. I thought I said Starfield.
Oh, you're saying Starfield. Okay, that's why I was getting confused.
Yeah, because I don't know what I've said, to be fair. I can't remember.
Yeah, you're saying Starfield.
On the tape back.
we're on the tape back.
But yeah, we will be doing that. And I'll probably be doing a special podcast on that. We'll just dive in when it all comes out. Comic says that it's GTA RP that keeps on going for so long. I wonder how they will support it on the new one. Yeah, because there's a massive amount of people watching that. And it is really funny. He introduced me to this. Have you ever seen the RP servers?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
My best friend's... Sorry.
Go on.
Go ahead.
That's right.
My best friend's old roommate used to... she used to do RP. So I used to hear it in the background when I went over there. It's pretty funny.
Comic said to me, Nick, you should do it with your accent. You could be like some Cockney gangster.
You'd be fantastic on it, Nick. I actually set up a 5M server. So Rockstar themselves, so some companies would shut this down, this type of server. So Rockstar actually brought out 5M that runs all these other separate servers, which is RP and all this other stuff, and started integrated it into actual GTA 5 to make it easier to release these servers and keep them going, to make it so the player base are actually happy about, which was a really smart move for them to do, because some game companies don't like these types of servers. Nintendo, I'm looking at you for shutting stuff down all the time. Call of Duty, I'm looking at you for shutting down different like Call of Duty lobbies that have been run for ages and sending off cease and desist letters. But Rockstar was just like, the community seemed to like this. We'll just buy it and incorporate it into our game already. And now everyone's loving it.
Which is a smart business move, just embracing it.
Yeah, sure. Just embrace it, and it helps your community, and everyone's just like, that was a good move, we like that.
It's like, I can't beat him, join him, and it works.
Yeah, especially from a reputation perspective, too, because that means you're going to have a lot of people that are, when the next version comes out, when GTA 6 comes out, they're going to be, people are going to be interested in it, because Rockstar was very supportive.
Right.
Yeah, rather than the other companies that don't listen to anything, do their own thing, and then everyone just gets the ump and leaves.
Yep.
Normally me.
Square Enix is pretty notorious about that. They don't embrace modding and stuff like that. So
yeah. The one thing I really hope that they sort out is the hacking, so the security on the game, because that's just what killed the game for us. We was playing it every day, and then every day we get turned into windmills or get money thrown at us and money bags.
Yeah, that's why I quit. I played it, and I had like the Harrier jet and everything, and then one day I'm flying my jet and some dude jacks it when I'm midair and I get turned into like a car wash brush. And then from there I was just done.
And the thing was, money was hard to come by when we was playing it, so it was like, if you got hacked, if the hacker started bringing money into the game, you'd all get it, and sometimes they would take the money back off you. But this specific time, I can't remember who I was with, but they got turned into, you know, the electric windmills, the big ones, like solar farm.
Yeah.
Got turned into one of them, which was like massive. Like, I mean, like this thing was like 1,000 feet tall. And then the person who's hacking turned one of our players into the windmill. So as they was trying to move, they literally just killed everybody on the server. Like, we all just died. It was just like, you see the windmill just coming through.
So stupid.
I'd love to have seen that one.
It was funny to see, but like, That was really what, and it, and then we came back in the next day, and it happened again. We came back the next day, it happened again, and we was like, "There's no point playing this game if you get stuck into a mission, and then someone turns you into something like that. The game's just broken at this point."
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right. Let's move on. GTA 6. That will be fun. So I really, if someone's got City Skylines 2 they want to talk about.
Well, I wanted to say something because we were kind of talking off the air and everybody was really looking forward to this game. And then, of course, the game comes out and there's performance issues all up the wazoo. So the apparently wazoo? They're, yeah, you know, without saying your butt. I mean, I figured a wazoo sounded better.
I don't know.
So and to make things worse, now they're saying that there will never be any paid DLC until the performance issues are sorted out, the devs have said. And they also said quality of life features
from
the
can
original.
You repeat that, Gray?
The devs have said that they will not be any paid DLC until its performance issues are sorted.
I see that as a plus.
I
like it means
so.
That they're actively working on making the performance better before trying to rake in more money.
Yeah.
Like I got to commend them for like realizing there is an issue because I purchased
it's like
it. I've played
put
it
on pause.
Yeah, but I agree with you. I agree with you, but at the same time, so much was wrong when it came out. I mean, come on. I mean, it's such.
Did you buy this, Aaron?
It's true. Yes,
it's on Xbox Game Pass.
Is it? I bought the Steam version, but. It's okay. Like, yes, there are performance issues. They've released like step by step. Like, okay, decrease these graphic settings and stuff, which is unfortunate. It's playable. It really is. And it shouldn't have been released, but it's really good that they're owning up to their mistake.
I've got some questions for you on this game. Now, I've recently said on the podcast and to other people that I feel like Xbox Game Pass has ruined gaming for a lot of people purely because you get so many games that you don't know what to play and you have no value of games anymore. So a game like this comes out that you normally pay £40 for. You get it for free on Xbox Game Pass. You play it for 2 minutes. You think, eh. And then you sort of move on because you can, because there's other games there and you don't want to waste your time on this. And I've said this a lot. Now, I'd done exactly that. I've not played City Skylines 1. I didn't like the fact that it was single player. And that's after SimCity. Remember, they had the multiple player one. It was completely broken, but it was fun.
SimCity 2013 when EA took over?
Yeah.
Was that
when, when you had like one map, a bit like The Sims, you had one map and like, you'd have the coastal bit, I'd have this bit, and we'd share electric and we'd share like rubbish and stuff.
Yeah.
Like.
And then you could have like the great works where you can build like solar farm
so,
and stuff. Yeah.
But the game was broken, no one ever could finish it. Or you'd run out of land and you'd have to delete things to keep building. It was really broken. I never got into City Skylines 1 because I felt like it was, even though that was broken, I felt like City Skylines 1 wasn't as good as that as it was broken.
I will say, to cut you off really quick, I will say, so I played City Skylines 1, I've played 2, I also played SimCity 2013.
Yeah.
And yes, it was extremely broken.
Yeah,
I stopped playing because it was broken. But more recently, I picked that back up. And I will have to say, it was broken, so I stopped playing it again. But I will have to say,
I thought you was gonna go. It's really good.
No, it was. I had a more fun time playing SimCity 2013 than City Skylines.
Oh right, because I thought you was gonna go the other way with it. Because everybody I spoke to, they loved City Skylines the way they can do it. But for me, there's no real reason to be playing it. You get nothing out of it. What's the goal? You just build a city, and I don't know what the goal is on that. So
it's. Yeah, I feel like with City Skylines, with City Skylines, I've spent so much time on like traffic logistics. Whereas with like SimCity, I can build like processor factories and like work towards some sort of accomplishment of building a solar farm or something.
Yeah, well, I never played the first one, but it got over time, and I was like, couldn't get around to it, other things to play. So when this one came out, I thought, oh, it's going to be really shiny, it's going to be really good graphics. It's going to be like the photorealistic version of it. Maybe I'll try it. Do you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I spent under 20 minutes in the game. I got my bit of land. I thought the graphics didn't look that good. I don't think the frames were very good, even on my high-end PC. It was all very grainy looking. I didn't like it. It looked like a game that came out 10 years ago to me. And this is on max settings. And I didn't like the way the camera moved. It just didn't feel nice. and very quickly I put a couple of roads down. And my honest truth, and a lot of people might hate me for this because they might like it, and if you like it, fair enough. But for me, I felt like it was dated.
It was released too soon. Like, even so, they implemented some really cool mechanics, right? Like with the roads, you can choose the grid view a portion of it, so you can actually build like multiple streets in one section. That is fundamentally broken, and I believe it has to do with like the elevation of the land.
Yeah.
If it's uneven, it won't work correctly. So it really negates the whole point of having that mechanic, and that's just one gripe.
Yeah.
I have many gripes. I mean, I haven't played it a bunch.
But it just feels like you're just playing it for playing its sake. You're not.
I was playing it. I was playing it in the background when I was working. When I was in meetings, yeah. I was playing that game in the background. Like that's. I feel
that's
like it's good for.
But yeah, if you was to play it, dedicate 6 hours of your day to sit and play it. I would
get so bored.
Yeah, but it's not that. I was like, oh, like this. It felt like I was doing work. Felt like I was doing, it wasn't fun. This was like, it felt like I was going, imagine I went to a building site and the people there said, oh, we're going to put you on this program and we just want you to plan out some, like, where some industry is going to be and some commercial is going to be. That felt like that's what that was. I didn't feel like I wanted to go, oh, what am I going to unlock next? I want to unlock this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Didn't feel like that. It felt like it was like, oh, what's next?
But to that, taking that sentiment to Gray's point, having the paid DLC, I think, could help mitigate some of that because you unlock new stuff. And there is a progression system in City Skylines 2, which is what I really like because they didn't have that in the first one, I don't recall. But there's like a progression system where you have to unlock different tiers of items. And yeah, just like City Skylines 1, you can unlock other buildings, but they have added like more buildings, more variability.
Do you unlock them as you go? So, like, you start off with a tiny little fire station. As you go through, you get a medium one, then you get a big one, and then...
That particular mechanic exists in City Skylines 1, but there's also, like, a new, like, menu where you unlock different, like, it's things that aren't necessarily necessary for your progression. But like, for example, you can unlock different types of roads using some points that you get as you get like, I guess, a bigger city, more population, you get points and you use those points to purchase like, you know, other types of buildings or other types of roads, or it's that type of progression system, as well as an automatic scaling progression system.
I feel like this game's going to drop off of people's radar very quickly.
Unless they fix it. And.
Yeah, but when if they fix it, it's too late, it's going to be tough.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Well, I played it for 10 minutes and was like, I'm not playing this ever again. Next.
I mean, it's what we were talking about offline. You know, it's like games are just being released too soon.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
No one cares anymore.
It's getting to be normal now, so everybody just expects it.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yes.
Let's move on because we are getting to the time close and we've got a couple of questions to do as well. Erin, what are you going to be talking about?
So I've been taking a bit of a break from gaming. I played Final Fantasy 14 for the longest time, as you know.
Wow.
I've quit playing it. I might go back. But one of the games that I've kind of been still playing as I take this break is like Phasmophobia.
Oh, that's cool. I just bought that for Gray. I bet he hasn't played it.
It's fun. It's so we should play together because
he's trying to cut in. We need to play it together
because it's so fun. It's they just released a couple months back a progression 2.0 update, so they moved to a multi-tiered system. So when you level up, you purchase other tiers of items. Before it was just very static, right? You have like one type of item per item, whereas this one, it's like with the thermometer, you have like three tiers, the cross is three tiers, like everything's a three-tiered system. And the thing I really like about Phasmo is it's the same maps, same items, same ghost types, but it's very unique every time.
Okay.
And it's a game you don't really get tired of playing. Like when you play it solo, it gets a little stale after like several rounds, but when you're playing with friends, It's I just don't get tired of it.
So Comic and Matt were playing this. We started off playing a different game. I can't remember what it was called. It was similar to this, but it wasn't advanced as this. And we played
Demonologist.
That's it. We played that first.
That game gets really stale.
Yeah, so we didn't really get into it. It's just a 5-minute game just to test it out on that.
We were playing the demo on that.
Yeah.
A few of us.
But then Comic and Matt bought Phasmophobia. I thought I would get it in my library, but I didn't. And then they started playing it. And they were like, we've got to get into this game. It's going to be really cool. And then we started playing with other games. So it's still on the radar. And it's still there to be played. I actually bought it for Gray for his birthday and sent it to his Steam library. So nice. He's got it as well. But yeah, so
thanks,
we've got...
Nick. It's all right, mate. You're the greatest.
It's all right. It's funny, isn't it? Because he's getting older. And so what do? I buy him a game that scares the crap out of him.
You're going to give him a heart attack.
I've killed Gray.
Secret plan all along. Try to get rid of him.
You just don't play it in VR, Gray. You'll be fine.
No, I'm not doing VR yet.
You should try playing Emily Wants to Play in VR. That's fun.
I saw the game. What was the one you played, Aaron? Oh, gosh. The Alice game? What was it? Alice in Wonderland something?
Oh, a long time ago. Madness Returns.
Oh, yeah. Returns.
Was that back when I was still streaming?
Yeah. That was a good game. I was like...
It was pretty good. Yeah, it was
weird.
It's cool story. Yeah, it was cool story. Kind of janky in some parts, but, you know, older game. It's like one of those games, even if you have it on PC, play it with a controller, most definitely. But yeah really good game.
With Phasmophobia as well, it's... See, the problem I get is, like City Skylines, if it hasn't got anything to unlock, achieve, or to win, or to finish... or to tick boxes, then I get bored very quickly. That's my mentality.
But you do now.
Yeah, in
this, Phasma,
you tick off all the different things, don't you? So it's like tick off this ghost in this house, in this environment, and you tick it off.
Oh, yeah. You gather evidence, and you you do order of elimination.
Yeah, so, because I'm sure I saw a screen where someone had, like, all the different things they need to do as their game progresses, and they had lines through them. I'm sure.
Yeah, it's basically, you start a game, of course, different difficulty levels, and you just get items, put them in the house, find where the ghost room is, you know, try to get evidence, and then you just check off boxes. And it's per game, right? It's when you guess the ghost type, you go back to the safe house, you do it all over again. But with Progression 2.0, you do those kind of quote-unquote achievements, because as you go up in level, you unlock different tiers because they implemented a tiered system.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely down for that. The thing is, we've got so many games to play at the moment. At the moment, we're currently playing... These are the current games that we're actually playing regularly at the moment. Sea of Thieves is a big one. We've been playing loads of Sea of Thieves because that's got so much in it now. We've got Euro Truck Simulator. We've been playing that all the time. We've now got Ark, Phasmophobia, and I think there was one more as well that we keep playing. That's crazy. Oh, and Forza. So all of these games are going to be on Gamer Nights where we all play. So you just keep an eye on Discord, because we'll just put random messages out when it is. There's meant to be a gaming night tomorrow night, but I don't know what time or what the plan is. So keep your eyes peeled for tonight for that tomorrow. But yeah, Phasmophobia, that's one. I think that's one we store in the bank until we get through Ark, and then we get onto that. If that's cool.
I'm ready.
Seems interesting.
It will be good. It is a good game. Everyone loves a scary game. Right.
Wait, before we go on, is that the one with 911 pickles? I'm not sure. There's a video.
I'm not sure of the 911 pickle lore in Phasmo, but
basically, there's a Ouija board, and there's a funny video out there. They've asked the Ouija board, "How many pickles can you fit your butt?" And it goes to 9, and it's like 1-1.
It's very possible. Yeah, it's very possible.
You've lost me.
There's a really good YouTuber. I think he's from the Netherlands.
Sorry.
His name is Insim. He plays Phasmo with actually the, I think, art director of the game, because Phasmo is created by like 3 people. It's a very small studio. But if you're interested in Phasmo, like, check out Insim's videos. Like, they're fun to watch.
Yeah, I was just gonna say as well, if anyone listening to the podcast, if Erin's a bit janky because she came on it last minute, her internet, you're on Wi-Fi, aren't you? So you get
my mic doing
that. Mic's a little bit bubbly every now and then, so we're sorry about that. We're sort of out.
Apologies.
It's actually because she hasn't been optimized properly.
Yeah, That's fair.
She came in after COVID. Right.
She's been her coding's off. It's okay.
What we're going to do is we'll get on to the last bit of news. And Ross, we'll save yours for next week. But so we got a question. And the question is, it was the question that Trev wanted to put in for last week, but he didn't turn up today. So we're going to do it without him. And we're going to roll with it and see what happens. So what games do you always keep installed on your PC or console? The ones you always go back to. So this is like the games you always have up there that you don't always play them, but they're always installed. You don't delete them. They're just there all the time. Right. Let's start with Gray. Go for it.
Oh, God. Games I always go back to.
I know
right.
what yours is going to be. Yours is going to be Assassin's Creed.
Well, that's one. I would always go back to Doom. Not the old Doom, but the newer Doom.
Oh, really?
2016 and the one. Yeah,
so once
man.
You completed it, you completed that.
Well, once you finish the game, you're the most OP you can be. And it's a lot of fun trying to go in there and jack up the difficulty and go after the monsters. It's just if you just want to get your jollies off and just shooting all these monsters, it's great. There's just so many of them.
Yeah.
So I always go back to that. God, what else? Those are two off the top of my head.
Well, you got to tell us what's on your screen right now. What is on your main screen? What icons do you have for games?
On my main screen?
So on your desktop, when you look at your desktop,
the games
you've got just sitting there waiting to play.
Oh, okay.
That you've had installed, which are always installed. So you don't delete them.
Let's see, I have Baldur's Gate 3 installed. Ooh. I always go back to, I can think. I even have a Star Citizen still sitting there, so that's installed.
You're too scared to delete it in case you can't get it back.
Aliens Dark Descent I have in there, but a little bit of back and forth. I have the Dead Space remake, not the remastered, the remake. Which I picked up cheap, and I'm going to probably get into that one soon.
But it's more the ones that you always keep there, because all the others, you delete them back off, don't you? And you
well, Division 2. Division 2 is always there.
Division 2, that's a good one. That's a good multiplayer.
Yeah. So those are just a few, I guess, off the top of my head that I always keep.
What we do is I'll go next, as I'm next to Gray at the top. So for me, the ones that are always in there is obviously Star Citizen's always there. And I feel a bit bad because Elite Dangerous is not there anymore. But really, I feel like maybe it should be. I feel like I've cheated on it with Star Citizen. There's a few that I keep always on there. Stardew Valley, that's always there, ready to go.
I know one you keep always.
Go on.
Vampire Survivors.
Oh, Vampire Survivors, yeah, I do. That is on there as well. But I don't have an icon for that because I played it through Xbox. So that is always on there because I've completed every achievement in Vampire Survivors. It's ready to go anytime I need it. And my last one that's always on there, apart from what Scooby said, which was Transport Tycoon. His is Transport Tycoon in ESO. I thought he was talking about me. Mine would always have XCOM and Transport Tycoon. But obviously I don't have their logos and icons there. So yeah, man, that's mine. And the last of all was Crusader Kings 3. Love that game, man. That's an amazing game. Yep. Right, Erin, do you want to go next?
I'll give you one guess.
Final Fantasy 14.
No, I stopped playing that.
It's still installed, though, isn't it?
No, it's not installed. Phasmophobia.
Phasmophobia.
Oh, okay.
That's all you've got on your desktop right now.
Well, okay, so the games I have installed...
It's the ones that you always go back to, the ones that are always there for you to just go, all right, go back to that.
That's Phasmo. Like, I have other games installed right now, but it's Phasmo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. What about you, Ross?
Halo.
But not just any Halo. It's Halo, the Master Chief Collection. So every now and then I'll go back and just play through every single game on Legendary. So it might take me a day or two to go through all of them.
But then you get bored.
No, because Halo 2 Legendary is just a different type of beast, and every time you go back into it, you're like, oh, this is why I almost destroyed 5 controllers, because of the bloody sniper jackals, and how the AI is just ridiculous on them in terms of the aim button on you. There's a couple of games I've got installed right now, to be honest. I don't any game I install, I just don't uninstall. So I've got like 60 games on my PC right now, just taking up like 3 terabytes worth of storage. So, yeah.
Yeah. So
there's that.
The thing is, you should have your games on a proper M.2. But if you've got 3 terabytes of storage, you've got them on mechanical.
No, not mechanical. I've got them
on SSDs.
Yeah, I got SSD, a 860 Evo, which is perfectly fine. It's more enough read and write speeds. It's still faster than today's modern Xbox. And that SSD that you gave me, I've already filled up.
Oh, wow. I thought maybe you're keeping them on a tape drive or something.
Yeah, just got a tape drive out. I'm putting them in my player. There you go. But yeah, tape Halo drive. Reach is one of my most sought after games in terms of just going back to a game where I feel comfortable playing it no matter what, and I just want to have a real kind of jam sesh where I'm just like nostalgia
see,
lane.
Yeah, I wish I could do that. I really, really wish I could go back to a game that I've completed and loved and play it again, but I can't do that. Like, I literally, as soon as I switch it on, I go, I really want to play this. I'm really excited about it. So, like, I've got all them consoles behind me there. So, like, the SNES, I'll get... There's only one game I go back and I replay, and that's Zelda Link of the Past. There's not really any others I do that. Every now and then I go back to, like, Sonic or Mario. I like the idea of playing through Mario again, but very quickly I drop off. I'm not very good at it.
I think we should all go back on Red Dead Online and take over a city. That was always fun.
Sorry, say that again.
Said we should all get back onto Red Dead Online and take over a city.
Nah, that game, I'm sorry, mate, but I would love to, because I loved the game. It was good fun. But they stitched us up hard at the beginning of that game.
I know.
You know, they could have had that as big as the GTA session, but they didn't because they kept putting crap in the game and not proper stuff.
But it was fun. We took over that city, and then the hack came in there and programmed 20 lions to eat us.
Yeah, that was quite funny. Scooby says he just found his desktop icons, and he's got Stray, which is the cat game, which I know you like that, Ross. My kids love played it. That, really like it. Elite Dangerous, another good, really good game. Two of Us. What's Two of Us?
It Takes Two. Game when you're twinned up together and you have to play with another team player with you.
Oh, right.
It was a precursor to The Three of Us.
Yeah. Right. TT, ESO, SnowRunner. Oh, I love SnowRunner, man. That's a good game.
Yeah, SnowRunner is fun.
Yeah, that is. Especially in co-op, that is a really, really cool game. Trying to get... Yeah. I love that game. Like, I'm like in my truck and I get stuck and go on my side. And then Gray comes in with a crane... And he pulls in, reverses it up, and he tips over the other way. And then we get someone else trying. And then we're all there, like, trying to, like, these cars are all on their sides with all of their, like, mechanical bits, like, trying to grab hold of each other and that. That was
it's
really
the only game where you could literally stream for 2 hours and be stuck the entire time. But it's still fun.
Yeah, that game is really, really fun. I spoke to someone recently, I can't remember who it was, and I was talking to them about, what was the mud version of it? The original...
Mud Runner.
No, was it? Was it called Mud Runner? Was it?
I don't remember.
I can't remember what it was called. But it was like the game, the devs dropped it, and it was like, it seemed really good, but it got dropped, and it wasn't complete, and they stopped you working on it. When I saw SnowRunner come out, I was like, wow, SnowRunner, that's well good. I'm well up for that. And it is just a really cool, nice little game to drive around and, you know, go through the mud and all the puddles. It's like you're like, when you was a kid and... Can you imagine being a kid and someone went, because you've got a place near me called Digger World. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. You might have heard of it, Ross.
Is that the one where you get to jump on the real machines?
Yeah, it's a theme park.
Yeah, I would love that.
And it's all real machines. It's all real diggers. Yeah. And then what you do is they're all set up so that you can't do anything bad or you can't hit anyone or drive them or anything like that. And what happens is like little kids can get on the digger and then have a pile of mud there and a pile of mud there. And they'll be able to just play around with this machine, and it's called Diggerland. And you can go on all the machines. And the whole theme park is just all kinds of diggers and little dump trucks and all sorts of stuff, and it's really cool. But this is like
I want to operate that big. What was that the truck called, the Terra Tiger or something like? It was as big as freaking 3 houses.
Really?
this giant truck with massive wheels the size of a house.
Oh, is that the one where they move it and it takes like a day to move?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
He's got in the front screen of it. He's got a full-size house living in the front screen, like the footwell. of how big it is. That's pretty cool. That's
they
pretty
move
cool.
really slow, but they're cool.
Right. Guess what, people? That brings us to the end of the podcast.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to lie. If you're a new listener and you listened to last week's and you've come in this week, I just want to apologize for the sound and for the breakups and, like, Ross's went down. My Stream Deck stopped working. It's been a bit of a crazy one today.
I've been perfect.
Yeah. I can only say I'll try and get it better for next week. And we'll do our best to get it nice and smooth. But the levels and stuff, they'll get tested and stuff like that. And hopefully we can... get it all better. Yeah, bring sentiment. It's good to have you back, Erin. You're more than welcome to come on whenever you want, every Thursday if you want to, if you're not busy. And we're good to see you in Arc. I'd love to see everybody that's a listener. If the server is now open. If you want to jump in, you can just go to our Discord and go to Extreme Gaming Podcast. Just search on Google for Discord. It'll come up. You don't have to like ally up with us. You can go and do your own thing. You can go on there. You can find a couple of mates. And you can come to attack us if you want. But yeah, that's...
Tomorrow you basically flattened. It's like,
No. This game's not as simple as that, man. You need time. Like, you can't just walk into this game and just go and attack someone's base. You need time to build up to it. So, you know, it's not a quick thing. But yeah, that brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you, everybody, to subs to me on Discord and everybody that subs to me on Twitch. If anyone would like to sub... they start off very low priced. You just go to underneath the show notes, there'll be a little clicker button there. You can do it there. And apart from that, that brings us to the end of the show. I'm going to try and see if we can do the outro again this week. It's going to go over the top of our cameras, so I'll close us off there. We're just going to have to see how it goes. It's one of them ones, really. Like every time I do it, something else seems to go wrong until we get it all back on track. So.
Just roll it right over our cameras and we'll go like this and freeze ourselves.
Right. Ross is good at freezing.
Cheers, everybody, for coming in. I'll see you on the next one. Cheers, people. Bye-bye.
Bye.